Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about the risks of open source software for businesses. Let's dive in.
Sounds crucial. So, open source is everywhere, but what's the main issue?
Well, the article points out that while open source is hugely popular, think Android, enterprise systems, AI, IT teams often lack a complete picture of how and where it's used within their organization. They might not even realize they have open source, sometimes because it's embedded in vendor software.
Whoa. So like a hidden ingredient? That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Precisely. The article cites one estimate suggesting 70 to 90% of code in SaaS offerings is open source. This lack of visibility creates vulnerabilities, like we saw with the Log4j issue, and can lead to licensing and support nightmares.
Log4j, right. That was a big wake-up call for a lot of companies, wasn't it?
Absolutely. The article highlights several risks. Tomislav Lubas, an expert from Deutsche Börse, emphasizes the accountability issue. With proprietary software, you have a vendor. With open source, you're often relying on a maintainer, who might not be equipped for 24/7 incident response. He also brings up operational resilience and legislation like DORA, pointing out that a critical dependency can vanish due to maintainer burnout, license changes, or even intentional sabotage. I mean, do you have a plan for that? It's a valid question.
That's a scary thought. So, is the article saying open source is inherently bad?
Not at all. Matt Middleton-Leal from Qualys makes a good point. It's not the software itself, but how it's managed. Just like any software, open source needs to be kept up to date. The problem arises when these tools are overlooked.
Got it. So what's the solution? How do we use open source safely?
The article mentions several strategies. Increased awareness among CIOs and developers is crucial. Forking open source projects, as Amanda Brock from OpenUK explains, can mitigate some risks associated with license changes, though it's demanding work. But users still need to be vigilant, checking the health of a project and its community before relying on it.
Forking. Interesting. And anything else?
Yes. Tools like SBOMs, software bills of materials, are essential for traceability. Using software from established foundations like CNCF or Apache provides added assurance. Matt Barker from Venafi stresses that adopting open source should be taken as seriously as adopting proprietary code. You need to understand the motivations and trustworthiness of the developers. I see. Interesting. This isn't a one-and-done deal.
So, it's all about due diligence, right? Treat open source with the same level of scrutiny as any other software purchase.
Exactly. Establish clear guidelines, maintain a structured approach, and remember, as Lubas puts it, open source is powerful. But power without control is a risk. Unmanaged open source is like accumulating technical debt with a wildly unpredictable interest rate.
Powerful analogy. This has been really insightful. I feel much better equipped to navigate the world of open source now.
Glad to hear it. Thanks for joining us for this important discussion on the risks and rewards of open source software. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.